Cleveland Browns are considering a move to Baltimore and that a deal could be announced in the next few weeks. Word is there's been a long series of in-depth meetings on the subject. Maryland Stadium officials will not comment. They say Baltimore...
We'll be right back.
Spa Ranch. People come to this luxurious bastion of health to get fit. What better place for a tip on healthy lifestyles?
Be done with it.
Charles Broyhill nodding in enthusiastic agreement. I don't think I've seen that much enthusiasm from him in his entire life.
All right, we're continuing in the S's now.
All right.
Here's more Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hasta la vista, baby.
That's a classic.
Okay.
Can't get rid of that.
Here's another Arnold.
Chill out.
Got to keep that.
Chill out.
Here's one that maybe we can get rid of. From Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Why are we in stasis?
Metamorphs have a long and complex sexual maturing process. I'm in the finish roll, the third and final stage. It can be an uncomfortable transition, not only for me, but for the men around me.
Hey, Buzz, was this the episode where there's like a girl that's like in a genie bottle or in some kind of an egg, and she's supposed to be delivered to the king of some new universe, and it opens up by accident, and she's like... She's programmed to have sex with the first man she sees, and she sees Picard.
That's the one.
Yeah.
In what way?
My body is producing an unusually elevated level of what you would call pheromones. The effect can be quite provocative. Perhaps you sense it.
Unfortunately, I'm not an empath.
Oh, I think you're more empathic than you admit. At least when it comes to women.
You know, so
that one,
that would be a very good tape if we had one big radio tower that was beaming a direct signal to the basement of the science building.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Felt very strongly about that particular.
All right.
Sorry, can't help it.
It's gone.
Is it gone now?
Gone. Are you happy now?
You bet I'm happy.
Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger, another one from The Running Man.
I've seen too much. All I've seen is a bunch of low foreheads who think they can change the world with dreams and talk. It's too late for that. You're not ready to act? Give me a break and shut up.
That's the first Arnold speaking movie where they really hadn't trained him yet.
Yeah, this is when he was still coming off like the Conan the Barbarian movie.
Where he just went, "Rrr."
Yeah, that's a good one. We'll keep that. Here's another one from The Simpsons.
My baloney has a first name. It's H-O-M-E-R. My baloney has a second name. It's H-O-M-E-R.
That's a good one. Here's another Larry Sanders one. This is a... An old one. We quote this one all the time.
And do it we shall.
Oh, this is great. Artie.
Yeah, here's Larry Sanders.
But I want to be connected. I want to be part of the loop.
It's taken us 8 years to totally disconnect you the way you always wanted to be. So keep this in mind. If I connect you, you will be connected.
Fine. Then connect me.
Fine. Connected you will be.
Good. Hey, Artie.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that we get caught up in a certain kind of thought process?
Thought process?
Yeah, thought process.
What thought process?
Like the thought process we're involved in right now. I think we should try and catch it, put a stop to it.
Fine, and stop it we shall do.
That's great.
Classic. Classic Artie right there.
One of our favorite Artie tapes. All right. Continuing in the S's. No, you know what? Let's go back to the B's.
Back to the B's.
Give me a stack of B's. You already put all the B's away?
Now why'd you put them back?
You put them all back?
Habit.
Figured.
It's just habit. It's Broyhill habit.
Figured you were done for the day.
Hey, Charles?
Yeah?
Were you thinking?
Yeah. You told me I could.
All right, back to the bees. Back to the bees. Here's something from the Blues Brothers.
Oh, please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. You know I love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault.
You miserable slug. You think you could talk your way out of this? You betrayed me.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My dust didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
He's on his belly in the sewer.
Right. Classic. Now look at this move. I'm going back from B back to S.
Okay, so that means this is the BS analysis right
yes.
now.
Yes, and this one is from Jerry Seinfeld.
Just one little problem.
Sexual?
Well, I've never really felt confident in...
This is a good one about the tap.
One particular aspect.
Below the equator?
Yeah. Nobody does.
You know, nobody knows what to do. You just close your eyes, you hope for the best. I really think they're happy if you just make an effort.
I don't know. Last time I got the tap.
You got the tap?
You know, you're going along, you think everything's all right. All of a sudden, you get that tap.
That's a keeper.
That is.
All right, now, what is this one? Continuing in the S's, this says superstitious.
That's Rob.
Oh, this is Rob A? What is this one? I mean, Sherry, what is this tape?
Oh, actually, as I recall, Rob told me that Stimpy carted that up.
All right, everybody's passing the buck on this one.
I most certainly am superstitious. I wouldn't think of letting him play an important golf tournament without kissing his ball.
I've never heard that one before.
Maybe that's one we ought to use a little more.
It's from one of those old bloopers albums. Quality might surprise you.
I think it's from the Tonight Show, actually.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it. Wherever it came from, we'll keep it.
I'm very superstitious.
Here's another S one. And after 30 days...
it's marked final at $37.
I'm Marcy Sims.
And I'm Cy Sims. This is Marcy. We're not sure what relation she is to me.
You might be my father, or you might be my lover.
Sims, where an educated consumer is our best customer. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Cy. Does commercial still run?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in a long time.
I haven't either. Okay, in the S's, here's Sonny Jurgensen. This one has been getting a lot of work recently.
I don't like him.
Yeah, we got to keep that one.
Absolutely.
Because Sonny doesn't like it when we play that one. Hey, what do you think of Sam Huff?
I don't like him.
All right, still in the S's. What is this one?
We're having fun, but we're not making... You know, it seems to me it's more entertaining when we're not making any progress.
All right, here's a tape from when Joel Spivak had Alex Trebek on his show. This is a DJ... We must have done a letter S recently because I remember playing this one in the recent. Bring me a new letter, Charlie.
New letter.
New letter.
New letter for Don.
New letter.
New letter.
New letter. I think we're going over territory we've already been through with the
new
S's.
New letter. New letter, please.
New letter.
T.
New letter.
No. No.
New letter.
New letter.
New letter.
F.
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 No.
Bring me the F.
No.
What?
P.
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 Get the P.
Well, we need P.
Take
P.
The P.
Yeah, P. Make it P.
Take a P.
Yeah,
grab the P.
Make it P.
Surround him with P.
Make it P for the captain. Let's make it spit for the captain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make it spit for the captain.
Okay. P. Price is right. We've already done this. Another letter?
New letter.
Another letter.
New letter for Don.
R.
R.
Good one, Buzz. R.
R. Captain. R.
R.
What?
R. R. Hold on a second.
Get an R.
Hold on. The hotline's ringing. Hello.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, bud.
We have a science party tomorrow.
Yes.
So could you bring home some music?
Oh, you mean you have a party at school tomorrow?
Yeah.
What do you want Daddy to bring home?
Like the things you brought home for the fourth grade party.
Oh, you mean like some cool CDs?
Yeah.
How about like you want the Gin Blossoms?
Yeah.
How about...
Gin Blossoms, yeah.
Yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls?
All right. I don't know if I have the Goo Goo Dolls here.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls.
All right, listen. I'll make sure I put together some CDs so you guys can have it.
That's what you did last year.
At your party. Okay.
Hey, Bart.
Yeah?
Congratulations on being the football wizard.
Woohoo!
Way to go.
How you doing?
Good.
How was school today?
Good.
Yeah? You learn anything today?
Not really.
There you go. I love you.
Right now we're reviewing.
Oh, reviewing. You get ready for the final tests?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's Mama doing?
No. I read more about Columbus cultural studies.
Oh, good. Okay. How's Mommy doing?
Good.
Okay. What's for dinner tonight?
Chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
Chicken. Okay. I'll bring home...
What kind of chicken?
Bring home CDs.
Dan?
Yes.
Chicken with... Dan?
Yes.
Chicken, broccoli, and cauliflower all mixed together, touching each other.
Mommy's doing that just because she's mad at me. Okay. Bye.
Dan?
Yes.
What music are you going to bring home?
Oh, I don't know. Barney, I don't know, but I'll pick some. I'll get Green Day. Okay, Green Day.
No, don't bring Green Day.
Why?
Green Day tape has a skip on it.
Okay, Soul Asylum.
Yeah.
PM Dawn.
Okay.
Presidents of the United States.
What's that?
That's that song, Lump.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I got them all here. I'll bring it home. Collective Soul, I'll bring a bunch of them home.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I love you. See you when I get there.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dad?
Yes?
Don't forget Dinosaur Jr.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, bye.
Gotcha. Bye-bye. Okay. Hey, great news. We're having chicken with broccoli and cauliflower, and it's all touching.
Yum, yum.
Mm.
Probably a nice cream sauce, too.
Big bucket of eggs on top.
Cheese sauce.
That's what she makes when she's mad at me. Okay, let's go to the R's. In the R's, now here's one that at first time you hear it, you're going to want to get rid of it.
Okay.
But I think we should keep it for historical reasons.
Right. I'll say, can you see?
Okay, I won't make you listen to all of it, but you know it's Roseanne singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I think she made some reference to it on her Halloween show.
Yes,
the other
she did. Yes, yes.
All right, we'll keep that
one. I like the booing, too.
We'll keep that one. Now I'm going to go back to the B's. Now we got B's, R's, and S's here.
That's B-R-S.
Okay, this one says, we're broadcasters.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Got to keep that.
Yep.
Got to keep that to remind us.
Here's another one from the B's.
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
I've played that one for, God, like, since I worked with Buzz, right?
Back in Chicago.
That's been a long one. Okay, here's one that says, this next record. This is from the R's. What is this?
As I mentioned near the close of the last record, this record you are now playing is another example of the completion backward principle. If you can possibly manage the time, please play both sides at one meeting.
Where did that come from?
That, I think, is from an album. I can't remember.
The Tubes.
Yeah, that's from The Tubes.
The Tubes?
Oh, okay. You know, that thing, that's worth getting rid of.
No, let's keep that one.
We want to keep that one?
I like those wacky 50s sounding tapes.
Have we played that, though?
No, but I have not been aware that we had that in the library.
So you will play it from now
on? Yes, I will.
Okay, I'll have my eye on you.
Okay. Here's some more Bush. More bullish.
Hey, nice. You can never have enough bullish.
I got to confess that things have changed since I was a student. Nowadays, with computers, bringing an apple to the teacher has an entirely different meaning.
Shut up. That one we can get rid of.
See you, George.
Although he is very witty.
Yes, he is.
Here's another bush tape.
Dry wit, like a dry chafing wit.
More bush.
Earlier, I was talking to Barbara about this, and she noted that if your
Barbara Bush
plastic brilliance continues into your career work, maybe you won't end up like I have, where your dog makes more money than you do as an author.
Oh, big fun. Big fun there. Get rid of it.
All right, that it. See, that has been taken room. Oh, this is in the P's now. We've also got P's in here.
Okay.
Program director is what this says.
The program director was just listening to your show, and he asked me to give you this.
Yep, that's
good. Classic.
Like that.
All right, in the P's. And the P's, here's Patton.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Are you crying?
I'm sorry. I just find that, I always find that very touching.
Here's another one. Here's one that I often cry at when I play.
Honey? You'll never believe what happened to me today.
This is the clarity of that. That's great.
That's Jack Nicholson, of course, from Batman.
Right.
Also in the B's, here's another one with the Blues Brothers.
Well, now, what can I get you, boys? Thirsty? You hungry? Or are you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder? Hey, you know, we happen to make the state's best pepper steak.
No, thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
That's one that maybe is not one of the best moments of the Blues Brothers.
No. But I think just for historic value.
Off with its head.
Oh, you're gonna get rid of it?
Let them eat cake.
Okay, I guess just for historic value, we'll get rid of it then.
Well, here's another. We have so many Blues Brothers tapes, though.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Listen, here's another one. Here's one of our favorite Blues Brothers tapes.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children. Later, D. Later, D. You, how much for your wife?
That's a classic.
See, we have such better Blues Brothers.
You're
tapes.
Right about that.
Okay, one more. We have time for just one more from the R's. This one says rectal exam.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't need to.
Okay. Gotta keep it. Come on.
So, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% the Moon River.
Come on, that's still funny.
You snorted.
I know
we can keep it, but let's just not use it as often as we do.
Does it bring back some painful memories?
Yes, it does. You know, I've had many doctors in that particular situation.
Why you're standing now?
Yeah, absolutely.
The question is now.
Hospital.
Charlie,
I remember when you had to go to the hospital.
I was in the hospital.
Charlie Broyhill, how many tapes did we get rid of today?
14.
Hey,
way to go.
14.
That's good.
That is good. That's progress.
For us, that's good.
14 out of 2 million.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
Final score, Don and Mike, 14 tapes, 2,800. Too many tapes. All right, another day. We'll get to it. A break time. We'll come right back. Phones are open at 1-800-636-1067. Let's get the Yo-Ho Mama special Halloween edition. Now, we've had people call before, and at Thanksgiving time they call, and all they can say is gobble, gobble, gobble.
Right.
Around the holidays, people call and say ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, gobble, gobble. Valentine's Day is I love you.
Right.
So now listen, it's the Halloween edition of Yo-Ho Mama. We call your mom or dad, they pick up the phone, and they say hello, and all you can do is go.
Just like that, and you have to keep doing it over and over.
For a whole minute.
Now, this one might work better than any other one simply because your mom or dad might not be able to recognize your voice.
Dino, Dean.
So you do that in 60 seconds. If mom and dad don't hang up on you, we'll give you a prize.
Bet they do.
Phone number 1-800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get the best of both.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
Hi, we're back. Bum, bum, bum. Big Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in the background. We are going to play the Halloween edition of Yo-Ho Mama. Before we get to that, tell me what you think of this music that I've selected from the CDs I got here at work.
You'd know better than I would, but I'll give you my input.
Well, you know, the music is important to Bart in school. Right. I think the music, the fact that he likes music has made him one of the in kids.
Yeah, and you're in touch with this music.
And they are, with the young kids, with
You know the hip sound that the kids really dig today.
Crazy Cats, you and your nutty rap music.
Back at my pad, we don't listen to all those hits.
So listen, here's what I've selected for him for his big science party. I'm having a party tomorrow in the science.
All right.
Basement of the science building?
Yes, I have U2.
That's always good.
Alanis Morissette.
She's terrific.
Solid. Except it has the song that has the F word on it.
Yeah, I'll just skip that one.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Empire Records, that has the Gin Blossoms and the Cranberries on it.
Can't go wrong.
Love the Cranberries.
Weezer.
Yeah, excellent.
Soul Asylum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that's a great soundtrack.
Soundtrack to Pulp Fiction. Although I don't think the kids are going to get into, like, Jungle Boogie or Let's Stay Together by Al Green.
You got to play the one they dance to, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what is that one? Do you mean the one, the Chuck Berry song?
Yeah,
yeah.
C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
And then there's that little
girl, the boom, boom, boom.
You'll be a woman soon.
That, the Presidents of the United States, that song that we like called Lump.
Right.
And Stone Temple Pilots.
Perfect. I think you have done well.
Pretty cool.
Set. You're all golden. Right.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way,
yes.
The important stuff of the fifth grade science club. It's his science class. He's not in a science club.
He's not. He's playing football. He's not in the science club.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right.
I think that's an important distinction to make even at this early age.
Science class.
That's right.
He's in the science class, and they have a party because all the boys have done their and girls have done their homework. on time, and if you do that for a whole month, they get to have a party.
Not that there's anything wrong with being in the science club.
Yeah, but Mike is not going to be in the science club, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right now we're going to make explosive stuff.
He was in the science club and said, Dad, will you bring home the new Ace of Base CD so we can listen to it in the basement of the science field?
Dad, it was amazing. Today we made an entire rocket ship out of balsa wood and then destroyed it.
Dad, can I borrow some of your disco CDs?
Those disco CDs are terrific. That's great. And could you bring us a couple of symphonies as well? We like to listen to light classical when we're comparing our different chemical compounds.
See, Dad, I have some egg salad caught in my retainer, Dad. Can you help me with... You know the kind of retainer I had to wear when I had braces when I was a kid?
The kind with rubber bands?
No, I had rubber bands anyway in my braces. Anybody that's had braces knows the worst thing you can have is when they're tightened and when they put rubber bands in. At night, I had the kind of retainer that was big and metal and had a strap around the back of my neck.
Like a football helmet face mask.
Headgear.
Yes, it was the worst. And you would snap this thing into the front of your braces and all night just pull back on your teeth.
And you couldn't sleep on your face.
No, you certainly could not.
You could get HBO with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you got all the channels. Got them all. Okay, here we go. Let's get to Yo-Ho Mama, the special Halloween edition. Do we have scary music for this? Hold on, we got it here. Got your scary music. Let's go to Tampa, Florida first. Here is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Hello. Thank you for listening to the program.
Thank you so much for calling.
And your mom, Carol, she lives in Riverview, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Mike, what we're going to do is call your mom, Carol, and we're going to give you 1 minute. All you can say when she says hello is... Something like that.
Very scary. Perfect.
Perfect. But now you got to give her a chance to respond.
Yeah, don't just run them all together.
And you've got to just keep her on the line for 60 seconds. If you do that, we'll give you a prize.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me dial up your mom.
Here we go.
And in the background was playing the scary music.
Frankenberry. Tortula.
Bull Berry.
Okay, Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry, those are my three favorite cereals.
All right, when Mom picks up, that's when I start the clock. When Mom picks up, I start the clock.
Hello. Hello. Michael.
Was that Mom?
Yeah. How you doing? You're acting crazy.
Oh, dear.
Acting crazy. Mom?
Mom?
Mama.
I know your voice anyway, Michael.
I think Mom might be a smoker.
Have you got a screw loose?
She's that woman that we're playing the tapes. The smoking woman?
Nicotine. Car, nicotine. Chimney breath.
Emphasis.
Loving.
Is that your Halloween laugh? Is that trick or treating?
The rest of this platoon will be doing KP.
Dirty Pitch took Jill trick or treating, and the guy next door opened the door with a wah! With a big ugly rubber mask on and a spider on his nose.
Yeah, Mama.
Scared Jill to death.
Okay, we gotta let him win,
he
right?
Won, he won. It.
He's gone long enough.
Michael.
Okay. Hey, Carol?
Carol.
Yes.
Carol, darling, my name is Don, and this is my friend Mike.
Hello, Carol.
Yes.
We're doing a radio show right now.
Yes.
And the question was, would you sit on the line for over a minute when all your son did was go... What did you do again, Michael?
Michael, you did it well.
Yes, yeah, yes.
So now
I knew it was him. I had.
So now you won a prize. We're going to send you some flowers, Mom.
All right.
From 1-800-Flowers, and your son has won an NFL video from the National Football League.
Well, I couldn't be more pleased.
Okay, thank you both.
Thanks, Donna Mike.
Hold on, you're very welcome.
Oh, yes, Michael.
Do you want to ask Carol the question?
Carol?
Yes.
Are you a smoker?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. Newports?
No.
Well, what's the brand?
Winston.
Okay. All right. Way to go, Carol.
Thank you. Hold on, Carol. Hold on there, Mike. Okay, let's try. How about Alabama?
Oh, good.
Here's James in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for listening. Now, we're calling your mom. Her name is Renita?
Yes, sir.
Renita, and she lives in, what's the name of the town?
Flomaton, Alabama.
Oh, sounds like quite a metropolis.
All right, are you aware? Let me hear the noise you're going to make, the sound you're going to make when Mom picks up the phone.
Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
Perfect. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah.
Perhaps not as enthusiastic as Mike, but...
He's from Alabama.
We'll see what happens. Woo, ha, ha. Woo, ha, ha. Mama. Woo, ha, ha.
Boo! My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Boo hoo.
Here you go, James. Good luck.
I'm a ghost for Halloween.
My Jenny.
What?
Francis. Stop it, Francis.
Oh.
I'm gonna hang up. I'm hanging up. Goodbye. Frankie, I'm gonna hang up seriously.
Is she or ain't she?
My name's Casper.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Duh. I'm a Power Ranger.
Oh.
What's she doing there?
Oh, dear. A little combat.
Francis.
He's not leaving enough time in between, too.
Oh, we'll let him go.
Francis.
That's not Francis. This guy's name is James.
This can't be his mother, right?
She thinks it's Francis. Francis. You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman.
Francis.
Oh, here we go. It's Dad.
Francis.
Now, clock starts again.
Didn't like this, huh?
Daddy's gonna get angry quick. Hello?
They're out. They hang up? Wait, let's make sure.
I wonder how long this guy would just stay on the line.
Oh, yeah, no, they Sorry. Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, who's Francis, James?
That's my middle name.
So they call you Francis, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I you were on for more than a minute with it. Who answered?
Make a call.
Hold on a second. Who was it?
I couldn't tell. They sound alike.
Who was it? I couldn't hear you, James. At first?
I'm not sure. It was either my mom or my sister. They sound identical.
All right, listen.
And then that was your dad that came on at the end there?
Yes.
Have you been a problem child, Francis?
Not usually.
Could I hear that one more time, that very scary sound?
Don't be doing that, son. That's consistent.
All right, good job. Your mom gets the flowers. We'll send you the NFL video. And thank you for listening.
Okay.
Now, usually you say thank you.
Well, thank you.
There you go.
I'm a Ghostbuster.
I'm a big, scary ghost. You better be afraid of me. Woo, ha, ha.
Hold on a second. You know, I wish we had that. Hey, Diana, give all the people on hold prizes. Give them all prizes. We don't have time for anymore.
My name is Francis. Francis Gump.
We'll be right back.
Sarah.
Yeah, if you're just getting in your car, you missed it, the last installment of German Thursday.
But stay tuned. Next Thursday, we might very well have Japanese Thursday.
Kind of went to the well too many times on German Thursday.
Got a good starting block with that Bugs Bunny car machine. Cart.
So next week, it'll be Japanese Thursday.
Japanese Thursday.
Kiss me, Sherry. Next week, Japanese Thursday. Now here is Buzz Burbank with a last look at the day's news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. A man hijacked a
ski radio mic and an oogie mask like little Queeg swimming upstream.
Japanese Thursday.
What if they call 100 right now? Let me give you some stuff. 1-800-636-1067. Call 100 and we'll be right back.
Radio
Stuff. Roll of condoms. What can I do you for?
Well, some condoms.
Great. Take a look around.
Well, these are all Ramsey's condoms.
Yeah, they're great. I got Ramsey's Extras, Ultra Thins, Ribbed. Oh,
but what if I want something day glow with big ticklies?
Yeah, you want condoms or a cat toy?
Oh, see,
Ramsey's has brands that are super strong and super sensitive.
Oh, okay, then I'll take the Ribbed.
Good choice. Now, you want to try one on first? Dressing room's in the back.
No, this'll be fine.
Hey, whatever. Suit yourself, pal.
KKMA, Lamar, Sioux City.
Give my daddy more money.
Delightful. This is the best show we've ever done.
Good, best thing on the radio.
Don and Mike kick ass.
Please focus on the show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Still a good time with that by all.
That's about as good as it gets. Well, so long and have a good night.
Adventures in Dixland.
Barney boy, there go two of the good ones.
You said it, Fred.
Don and Mike, kick ass.
We could go on for hours and mesmerize you. You've been a terrific audience. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. We're at that time where we have to go. Thank you for coming. Good night. God bless you.
No sports, no rock, no information. For mindless chatter, we're your station.
Price, service, and selection.
Show and tell.
Don and Mike.
Right on!
This is the Snowmobilers Radio Network, and I'm Barry Brulin.